you can't just walk into a team of dogs and say, I'm the boss, you know. There's always these rivalries between the different dogs in the team to establish the pecking order, and particularly in a team where you've got an older bunch of dogs and newer, younger, stronger dogs coming up. And they settle these sort of issues with fights. And there's nothing like seeing 8 or 9 big huskies in one big massive brawl to open your eyes to the brutish reality of trying to manage these carnivores, you know. It's not a committee. It's not a bus you can just jump on and turn the key and off you go.
Did you go in there and break up a fight, or was it better to let it resolve
itself? No, you had to break it up for two reasons. One, you had to establish your authority over the dogs, and secondly, you had to stop them ripping each other to bits. In the early days, these fights would result in torn ears, punctured skin, damaged paws, and it could lead to the death of a dog. So there was never any tolerance for dog fights. It was just how brutally you quelled these fights.
What was your battle tactic?
The older guys recommended and went by the old-fashioned system of carrying a short length of rope, and that was used to hit the dogs over the snout or, you know, back of the legs or wherever to try and dissuade them. And physically, you had to just get in there, grab them by their harnesses and collars and just try and drag them apart. Quite shocking when you're trying to haul these animals that weigh 50, 60 kilos each, and they're just in this massive snarling ball of fur and teeth. And I know it sounds cruel, but it struck me that the sooner you got in and the more brutal you were, the quicker you stopped the fights and the quicker you established your dominance over the team.